Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Mooring. We are your co-hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. And we start with cybersecurity news. On September 6th, GAO released a report regarding 4 major cybersecurity challenges and 10 critical actions that the government must take to address the cybersecurity challenges. The 4 challenges include establishing a comprehensive cyber strategy and performing effective oversight, securing federal systems and information, protecting cyber critical infrastructure, and protecting privacy and sensitive data. We don't have time to go into all of these recommendations in this podcast, but certainly for folks who are interested, this is a worthwhile read and continues a theme that we've been seeing, which is a lot of focus by the government on supply chain and protecting pockets of information and systems. Another interesting development on September 7th, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, announced a new AI Next campaign under which it is planning to invest more than $2 billion in artificial intelligence technology under new and existing programs. Under AI Next, key areas to be explored may include automating critical DoD business processes, for example, that focus on security clearance vetting or accreditation of software systems for operational deployment in one day, improving reliability of systems, enhancing security and resiliency of machine learning, reducing power, data, and performance inefficiencies, and pioneering the next generation of AI algorithms and applications. So there's a lot going on with AI. A lot of government is talking about it. Certain agencies are now trying to figure out how do we actually move from the it sounds good phase into how are we going to buy it? How are our contractors going to deploy it? So a lot of really interesting activity there, and obviously the government's ready to spend a lot of money there. David, over to you.
Good opportunities and interesting convergence of the first two issues, right? The expanded focus on the cybersecurity and the increased use of machine learning. Be interesting to see when those two come together. Let's move over to False Claims Act news. In a Fifth Circuit decision, U.S. ex rel Vaughn and several others versus United Biologics, Fifth Circuit held that the government is not bound by QI-TAM relator's decision to voluntarily dismiss its suit under the False Claims Act, even when the government decides not to intervene in the case. In mid-2013, 5 allergists brought suit against United Biologics in the District Court for the Southern District of Texas, alleging Medicare billing issues, right? The government chose not to intervene. Later, October 2016, the relators voluntarily moved to dismiss their case with prejudice as to themselves, but without prejudice as to the government. Basis, the government was not aware of United's alleged fraud. A related action had been filed in the District Court for Northern District of Georgia. The government filed a written consent to the dismissal. Court issued its order dismissing the case with prejudice as to the relators in March 2017. United then appealed the court's decision. On appeal, the Fifth Circuit held the government was not bound by relator's voluntary decision to dismiss the case. They explained that even when the government declines to intervene, it remains a distinct entity with protected interests. They also found that the relators acted on purely private interests when dismissing the case, and that the government should not be powerless to vindicate the public's interest in other actions that may have a stronger basis or a relator more able to shoulder the burdens of litigation. It's really interesting that this is continuing to sort of shift the balance of how these cases go away, when they can be dismissed, when they can be revived. We're in the middle of a really robust era of, I guess, redefining the False Claims Act and how it's used. And it's one of many fascinating cases in recent months.
Agreed. Yeah, certainly a lot of activity there.
And in a recently released Armed Services Board of Contract Appeals decision awarding Reliant LLC damages based on its finding the government breached its implied duty of good faith and fair dealing came to our attention because it's the latest in what has also been an uptick in cases that has the board holding the government accountable for moving swiftly. These cases, especially these cases overseas, this was an Afghanistan procurement where the government just didn't get back to the contractor for a while on what should be a relatively routine decision. And when the government finally got to it, it took a very little time to get to. These were just at core what caused the board to hold a breach of good faith and fair dealing and entitle the contractor to some relief. This also is a rising trend we're seeing, and sort of in a renaissance of claims practice, this becomes really very relevant. So I guess the takeaway here is, if you're a contractor, if you've suffered what you believe is unreasonable delay, this is worth a conversation with your lawyers, with us, with whomever you use, because there is expanded and up-to-the-moment case law that says you very well could be compensated for that. Peter, back to you.
Perfect. And we close with a Department of Labor matter. On September 4th, DOL issued a notice announcing that, effective on the first of the year of 2019, the applicable minimum wage rate for workers performing on or in connection with federal contracts covered by Executive Order 13658 will increase from $10.35 per hour to $10.60 per hour, and the minimum hourly cash wage for tipped employees will increase from $7.25 per hour to $7.40 per hour. So again, that's effective January 1 of 2019. And that's all for this edition. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. In the meantime, if you need anything, David can be reached at 202-624-2627, and I can be reached at 202-624-2807. Thanks for joining us.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.